From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. After pushback and a year-long delay, Governor Gavin Newsom's return to office executive order is now in effect. As of July 1st, roughly 100,000 state workers have returned to office 4 days a week after 6 years of flexible remote policies. But this mandate is still receiving opposition. One billboard paid for by a union representing some state workers on I-80 in West Sacramento near the Jefferson exit shows a baby near tears with the slogan, "When flexible work disappears, working parents lose time, money, and support." Governor Newsom put California families first. No to RTO. RTO is returned to office. Now, California isn't the first state to reverse pandemic telework, but new reporting took a nationwide look and found that Governor Newsom's return to office rules are stricter than many states, including Texas. Lynn Law is a writer for the What Matters newsletter for CalMatters, a nonprofit newsroom that partners with public media stations across the state, and she breaks down her reporting. Lynn, thank you so much for joining Insight.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
So let's just start off with a little reminder. What's in Governor Newsom's return to work mandate, and why did it just go into effect at the beginning of this month on July 1?
So in March of last year, Newsom issued an order directing state agencies to require workers to work in the office at least 4 days a week. The order was originally set to go into effect of July of that year, so 2025, but a union representing state engineers managed to delay it for a year as part of its labor contract. That did give agencies and workers more time to prepare for the order, which went into effect then this July 1st.
Okay. How many state employees are we talking about? Like, how many does it impact?
About 108,000 California state workers are affected by the mandate, according to the state's Human Resources Department. And there are nearly 256,000 state workers, according to the state's controller's office.
Okay, so a little less than half of the overall state workforce are now, you know, mandated to go back 4 days a week.
Yeah, roughly that number, I believe.
So there's been a good amount of pushback since this was first announced. I mean, you just mentioned, you know, a union was able to delay the return to office executive order from last summer to this summer. And what are the main, I guess, arguments against return to office 4 days a week?
So union members have said that remote or hybrid work saves both taxpayers and employees money. It obviously saves them time for commuting. It reduces traffic, lowers emissions. It improves morale, and it helps the state recruit and retain talent. And they say that it does all this without affecting productivity.
So we're talking about roughly 100,000 state workers. When it comes to those who are against the return to office mandate, are they a loud vocal minority, or do the majority of impacted state workers feel this way? Do you have a gauge on that?
I don't have a gauge. I mean, that number that you mentioned was the number of people who are affected. I believe not all state workers are against this, but a lot of union members who have been vocal. It's one of the things that has been a top issue during their labor contracts. There have been other issues on the table, like pay and good health care benefits, but this is one of their issues that they would like to kind of bring to the table to talk about.
Yeah. Who is the, or what is the main union or labor group behind this pushback?
So, I mean, it's been going on for a year, and you know, last year it was the State Engineers Union that managed to delay it, and that was the professional engineers in California government. This time, to continue with their labor negotiations, it's SEIU 1000.
How large are they?
They are California's largest state workers union. I believe they represent about 96,000 employees.
Okay, yeah, so that is definitely sizable. Are there any exemptions to this return to office mandate?
No department under the governor's authority is exempt from the order, but the order itself does allow exemptions on a case-by-case basis. Like, for instance, people who have to travel 50 miles or further from their work site. people who conduct work outside the office anyway, like telehealth providers and inspectors, could also be exempt. And there are people who are not affected by the order at all because they already work in the office 5 days a week. And we're talking like public safety workers, custodial workers.
When it comes to the state departments and the agencies across the state, there are many. So do they have any autonomy in this? Or are there any departments or agencies who kind of have that independence to make decisions for themselves and their staff?
State departments are supposed to work with CalHR and the state's Department of General Services to comply with the order. Again, no department is exempt from the mandate, according to the executive order that Newsom issued. But I have been hearing different things from different people at different departments, so it's not very uniform, but the mandate is happening.
I see. Why has the governor been so dedicated to this idea, despite a lot of state workers not wanting it to happen?
So, you know, that is the big question for some people. Newsom has stuck with this policy despite various benefits of working from home that proponents of telework have brought up. In his defense of his order, the governor has said that in-person work fosters collaboration, mentorship, accountability. Getting people back into offices also has that ripple effect, right, of benefiting other businesses like those mom-and-pop shops, lunch spots in downtown, for example.
Hmm. I mean, so let's unpack the economic impacts a little bit. I mean, is there actually research or data to support this? Are people citing something when using this as an argument for state workers to return to office?
So the mandate has only begun at the beginning of this month. So there aren't any hard numbers yet on whether it has notably helped local economies or boosted sales tax revenues, for example. But there are numbers on the economic impacts of telework. From the state auditor, in 2024, the auditor found that having workers in the office 2 days a week could save the state as much as $225 million a year and reduce its office space by nearly a third. So there is economic benefit of telework, whereas the return to office, the numbers, I don't believe are clear yet.
I see. That's interesting. I mean, there was also a state audit that was released last year that showed that the governor's office did not gather important information about the space needs and costs before ordering employees back to the office 4 days a week, and that even ending telework, it could cost the state money, like a couple hundred million dollars a year. I mean, we have to remember people have been working this way for several years now. I mean, what does the governor and the state have to say about that?
That one I'm not too familiar with. I do understand that the first audit, Newsom's office, you know, said that it wasn't a scientific study and they disagreed with the findings. I do know that there are concerns among union members about not having the facility space up and running, not having enough parking. Do know that the Newsom's office is aware of those issues, but you know, my story doesn't really cover that aspect of it.
I see. So, yeah. You know, we looked into like the major groups who are opposed to return to office. Of course, the governor supports it, a return to office mandate. It's his executive order. Anyone else that supports this return to office mandate, either labor groups or like other organizations or people who support the governor's idea?
Other outlets have reported that businesses nearby these state departments hope that the mandate will help their business, you know, get some foot traffic in, help them rebound, reinvigorate downtown areas, especially from the pandemic. But other than that, I have not spoke to other organizations or businesses that support the mandate.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters newsletter writer Lynn Law about state workers having to return to the office 4 days a week. So the headline of your reporting is pretty catchy. It is Gavin Newsom's return to office rules are stricter than many states, including Texas. So when you take that national view, how have states handled this issue and how does it differ from California?
Yeah, so states are kind of all over the board when it comes to returning to the office for their state workers. Nevada and New Mexico, which are Republican and Democratic led respectively, require workers to be in the office 5 days a week. But Newsom's blanket policy appears to be an outlier among blue states with major public employee unions. So I'm talking about Colorado, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Oregon, Washington State. So they still embrace remote work for their state workers in some capacity. Interestingly, Texas, its governor, Greg Abbott, who is a Republican, he banned remote work for state employees last year. But after like a multi-agency survey found that telework did not hurt productivity and actually help reduce turnover, Abbott ended up walking back the move. And a couple months later, he later signed a law allowing state departments to craft their own remote work policies. So some union members that I spoke to were surprised, really, that California, for all Newsom's talk of leading the nation, being innovative, being modern, that it has stricter rules on telework than Texas.
It's interesting that this issue, return to office versus remote work, it doesn't really split down party lines, that you can have Democratic and Republican states and there isn't this even divide that we're kind of have become accustomed to.
Right. Yeah. It's not a particularly partisan issue, I find. And the telework bill that's being moved through the legislature, I'll have to check on it, but I believe there is bipartisan support on it.
Yeah. Well, back here in California, I mean, this took effect July 1. It's only been a couple weeks. Are there still efforts that unions and state workers are making to fight or to repeal this mandate?
Yeah. So through SEIU's, their labor negotiation to renew their contract, scrapping this RTO mandate is one of their priorities. But there's also a bill introduced by Assemblymember Alex Lee, I believe. That bill would enable state departments to have more authority to craft their own telework policies. And that is moving through the legislature. The Assembly passed it in May, and it's now before the Senate Appropriations Committee. So lawmakers are definitely aware of this issue. Of course, the bill does, if it passes the legislature, it still has to get Newsom's signature. So it'd be interesting whether he signs that or not.
Yeah. And if he were to veto it, the legislature needs like a supermajority to override a veto. I mean, there's a whole thing and it's very rare for that to happen. The SEIU, other labor groups, I mean, they have lobbying arms, of course. Are they putting a lot of money into this?
Yeah, so we don't know how much money they've spent directly for this issue, but over the years, SEIU has donated at least $2 million to current members of the legislature, according to our CalMatters digital democracy database.
Hmm. Finally, Governor Newsom has aspirations beyond being governor when he terms out at the end of the year. When you talk to political consultants, what do they say about how this return to office mandate and kind of the fight that he's having with some state workers and labor groups, how this potentially could play out nationally if he does decide to run for president?
Yeah, I spoke with one Democratic political consultant, Steve Maviglio, which who you may be familiar with. He worked with public employee unions, and he told me it's kind of baffling, really, for someone like Newsom, who is presumably eyeing the presidency, to be a Democrat and say, you know, I stood up to state workers. It doesn't really work in his favor in some corners of the party. Labor is a huge constituency across the country for Democrats. And in the state, they've helped him fend off a recall in 2021. So it's interesting he's not budging on this. Another union member also said on a national stage, people might care if a presidential candidate, you know, left their own state in a deficit. But nobody in Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina is really going to care how many days you made California employees work in the office. It's just not something that would be on their radar.
Lynn, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your reporting.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Lynn Law is the newsletter writer for CalMatters, updating us on Governor Newsom's executive order mandating state employees to return to office 4 days a week. It took effect July 1 and is still receiving pushback from labor groups. Up next, incarcerated firefighters play a critical role in California's fight against wildfires, but many face challenges landing a job on the fire line upon release. We'll dive into a new bill aiming to make that transition easier. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.